If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sugar babies, intercourse donations, and points. Oh my.
Oh my.
It's going to be a good season, y'all, of Love in Paradise.
It's going to be a good season.
It's a good day to be a trash peddler.
Oh, sure, I can have a baby after 45. Let me throw these chicken bones.
I never thought I'd have a blonde American wife. But when I brought you that ranch dressing, I knew I'd be your dipping sauce for life. I booked a dream vacation on a tropical isle. I only wanted to bone. Oh, how could I have known that I'd wind up knocked up and really pissed? Oh, love in paradise. We're planting a banana tree. Love in paradise. Have you heard of Polly? Forever in your giant dick. Love in paradise.
It's the size of my arm.
Wow. Where did they get them?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that Kyle is what I would call a reproductive abuser. that is obsessed with populating the world with his sperm, like that episode with John Stamos of Law and Order SVU.
Well, but more people want that sperm.
But it's still abusive.
It's still abusive. I don't know. He's just out there trying to do good for the world. I mean, you could say that you're trying to do the same thing.
And I've definitely had intercourse donations.
You've had many donations. They called your ass the Red Cross in college.
There goes Red Cross.
Ooh. I come to help the needy boys.
Give me your child and your hood.
I know. Messes. Just put in the slot.
I try. No one wants to donate, sadly. Sadly, I'm literally standing on the corner with my coin slot ready for a coin, and no one drops it in the bucket.
The bank has unlimited donations, but no one's lining up. This is Love in Paradise.
I don't think I got the name of this now that we're talking about it.
Why don't you
And I can't pull up Discovery Plus here because we're in Canada.
You can find episodes.
Yeah, I'll do that.
riveting. While you're doing that, y'all, this is Love in Paradise. This is on our regular feed because it's now airing on TLC.
It's now airing.
Not on Discovery Plus like it did before, or Max, or whatever the, or TiVo, or Fubo, or
Fubo.
Volvo.
This is, I can't believe this is season four of Love in Paradise.
Last season sucked.
It wasn't great. I don't think that's going to happen this time. season four, episode one, Check Your Baggage.
Whew. We only got three couples, but whoa, were they worth it?
Whoa. I can't believe it, but
I did not expect this.
I didn't expect a lot of things. I did not expect this. It's interesting. So I got to say, I don't think we have any announcements except for, how come you have pictures in your hotel room of hot shirtless men? I just have women in mine.
You had to tell them you're gay.
Oh, yeah, the cover of Interview Magazine. Who's somebody? Yeah, that with a Catwoman mask. That's gay. I get that.
I have decided I enjoy the decor of this hotel. It took me like about 2.5 days.
Oh, okay.
It still feels like Hungarian dictator chic.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Like imprison people over nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Sorry, Hungarians.
We're a comedy show. Thank you, Toronto, for a really wonderful show.
I'm still on a high, but that may be the Coke.
It could be the Coke from the hotel room, yes. Y'all were so loving, so wonderful. We went to the CN Tower yesterday.
Yes, I did not like it.
Caitlin took copious amounts of videos. Follow us on social media. The Canada content is coming for you.
Caitlin did a quiz for us about how well we knew Canada.
Not well.
I did okay.
And yeah, a little bit better than me. But
I didn't know who the Premier of Canada was. I knew who Trudeau was.
I think that's the gayest name for a governor. What are you? I'm the Premier. I'm the Premier. You just every time.
I don't
it's
think
my
that's
premier.
Really a. It's not really a governor.
Well, but it's the Premier. I mean, she Caitlin said that's kind of the equivalent.
Mr. Premier, yes. Distinguished guests.
Every time I walk in, they would need to sing the Premier theme song.
Yeah,
as they should. Premier.
Hello, I'm the Premier.
I'm Premier Poodle.
You know
Poodle.
What? You're right. You're right. It you does sound like Premier Poodle.
Anyway, we had a wonderful time. Nashville, we're coming your way.
The 7th of May.
Yes, and then after that, we are headed to Florida.
Tamps first. Tampa on the 8th. Then we're going to Orlando, the city that dreams are made of, mm-hmm. on the 9th.
On the 9th.
And then Fort Lauderdale, the May Lauderdales, 10th. On May
Tickets
10th.
Are still on sale. In fact, Florida Sissy's been coming at us, but they're not coming at our shows. So get your ticket. If you've been on the fence, now's the time.
Yeah.
So
especially that South Florida show. I'm salty about it because y'all.
Tamps, we've got a bit.
Yeah. Y'all were yelling at me when we did our first tour about South Florida.
We're going to invite, speaking of Love in Paradise, we're going to invite Danielle and Amber, see if they come to our Tampa show.
For the Tampa show.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Are they in Orlando? Or are they in Tampa?
I thought they're in Tampa, but maybe they are in Orlando.
I don't know.
There's nobody from
riveting.
Orlando. Well, there's a lot of people.
Courtney. But I've tried to get her to a show. And y'all,
Courtney actually lives in Orlando?
I can't send her a navigation system to get her there. I can't send her a seeing eye dog to bring her.
Oh, I would love for her to come to Orlando. But again, she probably wouldn't know how to call a lift to get there.
It took the emotional, the emotional labor. It was y'all pages. The screenshots I could send you. And then Courtney asking me, how long does the baby shower normally take?
So anyway, be sure to check out those dates. We're very excited. Get your tickets now. Go to our Instagram, Reality Gays Podcast, or Reality Gays.
Or Linktree.
Yes. So, this should be, we'll be, just so you know, schedule-wise, we're going to be in L.A. for about the next 2 weeks. So the schedule will remain the same.
2 weeks?
2 weeks, basically, yeah. I know, it's kind of like, where are we? What are we doing?
No, I think we'll probably leave on the 5th.
On the 5th. So, oh, that's just a week and a half.
I know. I think you're
just settle in again. My body gets regular again. Like, my poop schedule gets the same again. And then we got to leave again.
Let's not ever talk about your poop on the podcast.
You've done that before.
Nope.
I just like to be regular.
You're never, ever regular.
I am.
I mean, normal.
I'm not. All right. I think let's jump in.
Let's jump in. We are in Medellin, Colombia. when I saw Huatape, I got very excited. That's the big rock.
That's great.
I love Colombia. Colombia. Wonder what Cheese Stick's doing. Him and
they have a baby now, don't they?
Him and Rage Woman.
I don't even remember her name.
May Lisa.
Yeah.
Then they had a baby made of her rage.
True. The baby came out and probably was hitting the father. Just every time. Doesn't love him at all.
Just you cheated on me.
Uh-huh.
Rage, baby.
My Lisa.
So, y'all, Luke 30 from L.A., huge douchebag. Madeline, it's like Mylin. She kept saying Madeline.
I think
Madeline.
Yes, she says like Madeline.
Yeah, or no, Madeline or something. I don't know. She's 19 years old.
She's 19, and y'all... She can barely speak English. And
sugar baby, sugar baby, sugar baby, sugar baby, sugar baby.
Luke's how old again? 30.
Y'all.
Yeah, it's not going to go well for Luke.
Oh. Can you imagine dating a 19-year-old?
I get the douche vibe. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you with that. But there's also, like, what a fucking simp. Like, this guy. Like, he's just going to get... This woman's going to, I think, take him for a ride. Literally and emotionally.
And he'll deserve it.
Yes.
So she is in Medellin. She's like, it's the cool city, the waterfalls, the nature. And Luke and she have been together for a year.
Mm-hmm.
They met, he was vacationing, I believe.
Yes, she saw him. Thought he was cute and realized he's a good man and he's
empathetic, generous, and he has a bunch of money.
And he spoils me. That's the last thing
check,
he says.
Check, check, check. I mean, sugar baby checklist.
This is Poodle's playbook.
I love it.
You should have been doing this in your 20s.
Y'all, he pays all her bills because of course he does.
He does. And
she has a this is almost a stereotype. She has an albino Pomeranian named Angel.
Named Angel.
I'm not making it up. It's real.
And Luke pays all the bills. And her passion is clothes. It's her.
Shocker.
It's one of her biggest passions in life.
She loves glitter.
Let's talk about the outfits that this woman decided to model for the camera.
I question her taste level. like Tim Gunn says.
Yeah, I question. I don't want to knock anyone's passion. But just because you're good at something doesn't mean you need to do it or show it. Maybe she needs to keep this a little more private because this looks like a Saturday Night Live sketch of someone who
That's what I'm saying. This is real.
This is real. And it
complete with albino Pomeranian.
Complete with albino Pomeranian. When she comes out in her outfits, her eyes just look like she just sniffed like a huge line of coke right before she walked out.
Also, Luke got her boobs done. Shocker.
I wear this crop top because she does know how to say in English. My boobies look amazing. And
also,
I'm only bringing this up because she brought it up. She brought up her plastic surgery, not me. This is a terrible boob job.
I agree.
It's not a good boob job.
There's a huge stuffed unicorn that she's names Luke.
She does.
I think we may have to come back to that unicorn because I'm sure that unicorn will have a lot to say.
Oh, no!
And she says, I have everything I need except a dictator boyfriend.
I mean Luke. Yes, because she says, literally, she says, my life is amazing. I love my boobies done. I have my dog. I have my one. But the only thing I need is Luke. As soon as possible.
As soon as it says Los Angeles, I threw up my papers in the air and went, I knew it. Called it. As soon as she said this guy was paying for her, I went, it's New York or L.A.
I already knew this just because we have a mutual friend.
Oh, we do. You do.
So I knew this guy was L.A.
Is the person who knows him a douchebag?
No, not at all. Wonderful,
really?
Wonderful person. Wonderful person. Like, salt there.
Does he say he's a douchebag?
Doesn't say anything about, but I do know that did not want to be, was asked and said, I'm not being on this show. So the friend knew smarter than that.
So
the person that is like a really amazing person that I know, a mutual friend. This doesn't track to me.
He's walking down the street in a fur with a huge medallion. He's a mining engineer.
So I actually at first thought that meant like a crypto mining, but I think actual mining.
There's no way on God's green earth that this man has not invested in crypto.
That's for sure. But is he mining crypto or is he? Because he does say.
Do you mine crypto? What the fuck are you talking about?
No, yeah, that's what you do. My nephew tried doing that. Just
mining?
It's called mining crypto. So the way you do crypto.
I don't do crypto.
Is that you get at a computer. It's really fucking sketch.
So I bet he's a crypto
basically,
miner.
Basically, there's like people make, well, my understanding of it, and I could be totally wrong. I don't really care that much because it's a stupid subject. But that people make cryptocurrency and they just put it out into the internet, I guess. And then people have to like mine it, mean like search through the internet. Through pages and internet, and they find crypto, and then you mine it like fucking gold or like diamonds, like the fucking seven dwarfs, and then you get
this
the crypto.
This can't be real.
And then you sell it. How fucking sketch is that? There's just people like Pokemon putting crypto in the universe of the internet.
Is this really how it goes?
That's the way my nephew explained it to me. I'm probably missing a point or two.
I honestly know nothing except it is for douche bros and assholes.
I will if a sissy doesn't know.
Don't come at me with crypto. Y'all don't fucking come
at
me.
Well, if a sissy doesn't know or is too ashamed that they know, I will ask my nephew again.
Anyway.
But stop doing it because then crypto went down. You didn't make any money from it.
But he says, but my real passion, shocker, is business. Because first impressions matter. I'm unique. You're not an Enneagram 4, you asshole.
I think he is.
And I want to be remembered as such.
I want to be remembered as suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an Enneagram 4, 100%.
And the thing is, he's not hot enough to like talk like he is. Like, and y'all, he's going to the tanning bed, I believe. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, he wants to do 6 minutes today.
And he's got a dangly earring. Again, I could not script this better.
He says Madeline is the most driven, empathetic person he's ever met. And he said,
I'm sure she is, honey.
And he says, and I'm going to get my name tattooed right now. Her name tattooed right now next to my penis. It's a joke. But
you know
still.
What? For him, I think driven means she'll stop at nothing to fuck his brains out and get more money.
Yes.
That's
and
driven.
Do a fashion show of things that are crotchless.
Yes. And empathetic means she asks how it was for him after they bang.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She's 19.
She is 19. So
come on, y'all.
He said about 6 months ago he proposed, and he said, I wanted to move to Columbia and be with her, but I haven't moved there because my financial situation has taken a dramatic turn. That's why I feel like it's crypto mining, because crypto went bust, and yeah. so now he's broke. He said, you know, one thing about Madeline, she likes the finer things in life, and I worry she'll leave me if I can't pay for her lifestyle. She will.
Yeah, she will. She'll definitely leave you. This feels like a reject from Marrying Millions, doesn't it?
Yes, yes.
Marrying Millions.
There's something familiar about
vibe,
it, and that's
the
it.
Vibe is Marrying Millions, but without the millions.
Without the millions. Thank you. I was like, what is this show
so
summoning
the,
for me?
The idea is now he's lost all his crypto money, and he's going to have to tell her. That's going to be part of it. He will have to tell her at some point he's not as wealthy, and this lifestyle is probably not going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, but we've still got each other. And before he says, but we've still got, she goes, like the Roadrunner.
She's out.
She's spying on a Latin American dictator.
She sure is.
They got that dictator money.
So this is why it maybe isn't crypto, because he said a month ago he was let go as a mining engineer. So maybe he really
maybe
was like in Virginia.
It literally is like actual mining.
Yes, because isn't that's the kind of
Russ.
Russ is an engineer.
That was oil and gas.
But it's an oil, like getting oil.
And there's it's good money.
So
maybe, but this guy's such a douchebag.
You know what? Duh. I'm just going to text my friend and be like, what's his fucking job?
I wonder when that would happen.
So he says, I was let go, so I'm taking time to go see her. She doesn't know about his situation. Y'all, he's liquidating his 401k.
This is
not good.
Be more perfect.
He doesn't have he needs to go to that same financial advisor that
what's his name on Love After Lockup went
Love
to?
After Lockup.
Andrew.
Who goes, no!
Who goes, should I get another credit card? No!
No! No!
No! No, you idiot! So, y'all, he's working on his business stuff, but he hasn't really made a profit yet. I kind of, like, when people talk about this entrepreneurial shit, I just glaze over. I think it's all fucking bullshit. It's all talking yourself up more than something. It's all
smoke
about selling yourself. Yeah.
Smoke and mirrors, I agree.
It's not real. And
he spent, now look, we have had, this is why it feels Marrying Millions too. Normally on 90 Day Fiancé, people are like, I spent $5,000 or I spent $15,000 total. Poodle, how much has this man spent on her?
$100,000.
What, $100,000? Whoa.
I think when you get to spending $20,000 on someone, I think money becomes just imaginary at that point.
I guess you're just in it.
Yes. Also, 19-year-old Colombian poon.
Is it really that good? You know what? She does, honestly, she seems a little eccentric.
This is the kind of, this is Basic Instinct, as I put this said this before. Is she going to grab the ice pick and kill you, or is it going to be the best sex
yes,
of your
when
life?
When he's like hitting her dog and she flips her hair back and looks up at him.
Yes.
With tears in her eyes. He doesn't know, is that from me dicking her down? Or because she has a rifle in her other hand.
Yes.
I agree.
All of it.
Sorry.
Well what's done, weird, Madeline.
What's weird about that, as I was describing that, I could see
I was
your
on.
Eyes getting turned on.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense to me. As soon as I think about it, I'm like, yeah, $100,000. Makes a little sense. I'm looking forward to seeing this play out.
This should have been in your playbook. You fucked it up when you're 20s.
You're
going to school. God, what a fucking
getting an education.
You're gonna be a doctor of music. So not
I know,
even,
right? What a joke.
You were so
I
so
was
twinkish.
My youth was wasted.
You could have gotten a rich man from somebody on the down.
I could have been a yacht girl.
Yes.
I know. It's very upsetting. I still think about it. So I'm really going to enjoy watching this mediocre straight man get destroyed. by this 19-year-old Colombian girl.
It's not gonna be good.
Can we move on to something this is really, it's funny until you think about it. Then it is extremely disturbing.
Yeah.
And that is,
can we just
Annie
see the first part?
And Kyle. I did not get Annie's age. Did you?
She's 39.
Okay.
I wrote it down. She's 39.
She's from Germany.
But she lives
but she's
in
Malta. This is our first Malta. Sissy emailed or DM'd us and saying, if you have questions about Malta, I am a Maltese sissy.
Oh, my God. Maltese dogs are called Maltese because they're from Malta. I just realized that.
I assume so.
I should have told my dad that Tila and Emmy were foreign dogs. I could have said, Dad, do you know they're originally from Malta? And he would go, huh. Well, never thought about that, Matthew.
Are we going to get Fat Belly Burger tonight?
Yeah. Go on, get Fat Belly, boy.
I just thought the Maltese Sissy is the sequel to the Maltese Falcon. Never mind.
Yes. Yes. I have seen that film, actually.
Humphrey Bogart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry if I have trepidation. This whole storyline disturbs the fuck out of me. I'm very disturbed by it.
But look, the reason why
I'm trying to stay in the fun of it.
The why I can be in the fun of it is because she knows what she's getting into.
I don't know if she does.
She met this guy because he's going to donate his semen to her.
Right. But I don't think she realizes how motherfucking crazy he is.
Now, that actually what I was more freaked out by was not the sperm donation stuff as much as the point system.
It's all part of my fear.
Yeah.
The number of children that he's counted, that's fucked up. The point system, all of it. All of it reads like some type of psychopath rule book. And
I'm not gonna go there.
I went there and it was less funny to me, to be honest.
I don't watch as much true crime as you do, so I don't think about it.
So Annie went to Malta.
She was supposed to be there for a couple of months.
I'm really worried about this woman.
I'm more worried about like you're her kid, but she seems pretty adept.
Germans are aloof. They can be very, very blunt, but a lot of times they cannot understand what someone would do. They take things at face value more. But this is, she's like, I wanted a second. She's like, but Malta is a good place to raise my son. I didn't know what she was saying. It sounded like she said Emiliam. I did not, maybe I never heard the son's name fully.
My thing corrected it to Emilian.
Okay.
So it sounded like Emilian. He's 6 years old.
And she wanted a second baby.
And 7 months ago, she met Kyle and he made me feel like I can get lost and I can feel like he's my soulmate.
She said, my bio watch was ticking.
Yes. And he's coming in 1 week to visit her in Malta.
So, y'all, this woman has her own problems because she's fallen in love with her fucking sperm donor.
Yeah.
Because this is why I'm completely.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but
That all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. He freaked out about this storyline. This guy probably seduces and tries to seduce all the women he donates with, if possible, as he calls it a intercourse donation, which, as he says, takes better. This is all so fucking fucked up.
Well, I think scientifically maybe it does. I don't know. Who am I to say?
It is fucked up to say offer the service. Maybe this is a thing, but I'd like to think it is completely fucked up for someone to say, hey, I know you're desperate for a baby, and an intercourse donation takes better. And you're so desperate for a baby, I'm going to fuck you. And then I'm going to call your child my child. See where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I'm not going to go there.
It's fucked up.
He's just trying to do something sweet for people. He's just people can't afford a baby.
Take that empathy away.
He just wants to do a good deed.
You're such a fucking saint.
That quote says, watch the helpers helping. Look for the helpers. He's just helping people out that can't afford, because sperm is expensive.
This is so close to rape. I know it's consensual, but the idea, this is abuse, that what he's doing with these women.
But it is important what you just said. It's consensual.
It is, but these women who are doing this are not, they're consenting, yes, but they're in a place of different, it's power dynamic. That's why it feels abusive to me.
But that's an assumption. You don't know what power dynamic someone's in. I would agree that they're taking free sperm because they can't afford it, but maybe they're not.
I think he actually gets paid.
I think his probably his expenses probably get paid. That's why he's able to travel around.
I just, the way he talks about it.
Of course he's from Los Angeles.
Also, y'all, he says, listen. He's an accountant, also digital nomad, which I want to throw myself out a window if I hear again.
What is a digital nomad?
You work on the computer and you go anywhere. You just don't have a real home base. But I hear the phrase and it makes me murderous.
Why? What?
It's just a pretentious phrase.
Oh.
So anyway, this guy makes himself like he's a fucking white hat.
Wait, and I love the line. I love traveling the world, eating the local cuisine, and getting women pregnant.
I'm telling you, this motherfucker is a sick, sick puppy.
I mean, I feel bad for him because he can't take a hot shower because it's going to kill his sperm.
When someone says my hobby is sperm donation, I almost puked.
I loved it. I cackled.
He said
basically a lesbian couple friend needed a child.
How brave.
And he offered to help them with the... Well, I know someone who did that.
I wonder if he offered a consensual... Sorry, let me get this right. An intercourse donation.
I don't know. I know two men who've done that, but they're gay. So intercourse was never on the table.
But I'm telling you, isn't it? I bet you he really offers the intercourse donation. I bet he really pushes that. I'm telling you, this is fucking sick.
I enjoy it. I'm here to watch it.
This is fucked. And he takes all these supplements because it helps his sperm. Oh,
he's got an astronomically really good sperm count. I almost wonder like if he's like on some type of spectrum or something because he seems obsessed with it.
No.
Like, is that
what you're thinking is not spectrum behavior. This is psychopathy. And this is aberrant human behavior.
Oh, and he says, I cover my own travel and my own cost. And he does it because he says he gets joy and happiness out of it.
Yeah, I bet he does. 71 children.
71. Nine
and
on
nine
the way.
On the way.
Nine on the
this,
way.
I promise you, if you watch this episode of SVU with John Stamos, and the last scene where he's like, I love all my children, all my women. They're all special to me. I need to populate the world. This whole fucking idea, it's prevalent in, it's like the Quiverful movement, which is all about populating the world with people who think like you do.
Mm-hmm.
This is populating the world because I'm some type of Nietzschean ubermensch. Because of my sperm count is so high. And that way the world will get better because there's more of me in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up. This is sick. Anyway, I wrote down the MP. Oh my God. I don't know what I wrote.
I don't know what you meant. he's been doing this for 10 years. But and also in 10 years, he's only been on two dates with women.
Shocker.
He said because no women are willing to accept that he donates sperm.
Oh, his hobby.
I don't think it's that. I think he's not good at dating. I think there's other things.
No, here's the thing. He only wants to talk about sperm donation on these dates.
Well, but the whole point, like, I feel like, yeah, it's probably the only he wants to talk about. But also, too, like, he's different.
It's a shame because no women accept what I do because I'm just trying to better the world and give people babies that are my DNA.
So
You know what? You could always donate to such surrogacy organizations. You don't have to go around the world and fuck everyone.
Well, what's the fun in that?
He's currently in London, as I said before. This term, this intercourse donation, I'm going to be having nightmares about that.
It's funny you're so triggered by it when you really love sperm.
I know, but the thing is, I guarantee you this guy has a package and that intercourse donation is really pushed. This is fucking gross.
I should look it up. I'm sure a sissy will. He talks about how he reached out to Ani, sperm donation, blah, blah, blah. And he said, but now he is planning on going to Malta to get ready, I guess, with her for an intercourse donation.
And did he say he's in love with her?
He said they would stay up late and talk about different things. He's getting for a donation. I'm sorry, we're in London right now. He's getting ready right now. He didn't ever say that I love her.
I know.
I love that he said for the woman in London. He's like, yeah, she'll come and
And we stay like this till I pull out.
Well, yes. But he said, but before that, it's like we talk, we say hi, we talk about stuff like traffic, and then we have sex. And you know what? I've had a hookup where that's happened. They come in, I'm like, how's the traffic? It's LA. Great. Took me 20 minutes to get here. Okay. And then I start sucking their dick.
The difference is you're not given a baby at the end with his DNA.
Wish.
But, no, you don't.
Well.
This is different.
He says that, so he's just shown us walking through this. And now back to Ani. Annie says her son's with dad for 2 weeks, thank God, so she can spend time with Kyle. And she said, I feel like she's running away from something. Because she says.
You think?
Because she says, I love his boyish charms. And, like, the fact that she lives on
Malta.
Malta's a pretty remote island, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the fact that I just feel like this woman's had probably not a great early life.
People like this guy seek out women like this. This guy's a predator.
I wonder how you find him. Like, if you're just, look, you just Google free sperm?
He lurks in fucking chat rooms. That's how.
I guess.
I'm telling you, there is no limit to what is on this guy. There's going to be all kinds of fucked up shit. I promise you. Get ready by the end of the season. You won't be able to say his name without feeling bile in your stomach.
You already can't.
I can't. I'm already so disturbed.
I'm here for it. But now she says, I'm fine with him donating sperm, she said, but I would need for him to stop doing it the natural way.
And you know what? He's not going to want to do that.
No, he's not going to want to do that.
Because it's not about just donating sperm. It's about fucking these women and the idea that he's getting them pregnant.
Well, apparently, too, it helps because she says kind of later on this season on, he's got a big dick. Get you far in life. So
can we talk about the point system?
Well, he arrives, yes. Now, it is weird. They hug, they don't kiss. And Kyle's like, oh, she's really sexy. And she's like, I love his brown eyes. And he's crying, saying this is a dream come true. And you think, okay, well, this is going well.
No, you don't.
But then they start to she starts to kiss him. He's like, no, 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 we've got to take it slow. And then he said, you have to earn my love. And I went, what?
And I went, yes. Keep unspooling that crazy thread because this is just going to get sicker and sicker and I'm going to watch it through my hands.
It is. I just wrote, no, 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 no. And now look, yes, people should quote, earn your love. You shouldn't just give that away per se. But I don't think he means
points
that.
And not when you meet. This is not what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm saying that's a very different thing. She actually, in fact, she thinks he's fucking kidding at first. Like, because she's thinking, who the hell does this?
2 to 3 days for a kiss.
I'm making you work for stuff if you're a, and he says, if you're a good girl. And I was like, gross.
The level of...
She literally looked at the camera like, I've made a terrible mistake.
The level of scenarios and complications of this man's sexual, I'm going to call it, I hate this term, deviance, about that he's going to involve this woman and every woman in, is unprecedented for this show. It's so disturbing to me.
He thinks the point system is a way to build emotional connection.
Sure.
And she says to him, which I think is true, she said, I don't think you've really ever been in a proper relationship, and I don't think you know what you're talking about. And she's like, we have to cut this point system out. And he's like, nope. And she kind of ends and says, his lack of experience is so obvious. I hope he can learn fast, or this is going to be the longest 2 weeks of my life. I think it's going to be that.
Y'all buckle up. This is going
to
be
good to watch.
Some of this is even this for me crosses the threshold of seeking sister wife into something that kind of makes me sick when I'm watching.
Like
it.
MILF Mannery.
Worse, because I don't feel safe. At least I felt safe in MILF Manor.
Oh, MILF Manor too.
I do
it's
not
coming.
Feel safe in this storyline at all. I don't think any safe. I don't think any of the women this guy has contacted around the world are safe.
This guy's a fucking predator. I feel like she's going
to
be able to take care of herself and not put up with this bullshit as long as she doesn't get stigmatized. Been there.
Let's move on to something a little bit more heartwarming.
No, I actually love this storyline.
I know. That's what I'm wondering when it's going to get bad, because
it might be the heart of the season. You never know. Sean,
I think,
and
we
Aaliyah.
Should stop saying that for Love in Paradise after yeah. Mark and Kay.
That really bankrupted you.
Mm-hmm.
It really, you believed in them so hard.
I did.
Y'all, we're meeting Sean
in New York City.
New York City. He's getting his hair done. He's 61 years old. And
he's had a couple faces in his life.
Yeah. He's got...
I think he's on number 4 now.
With, you know, I, with his long hair and everything, and because he's a hairstylist to, like, to the stars and colors, I was like, oh, I feel like this is like... This guy's like Chaz Diener.
I was saying he's giving me Chaz Dean, but discount Chaz
Dean.
Yeah,
Chaz Diener. Like, he's giving me Chaz Diener vibes.
Why do you keep saying Diener?
Because he's not Chaz Dean. He's Chaz. Oh, I just Chaz said Diener. Something's beeping outside. I don't think y'all can hear.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Chaz Diener.
That said, though, he actually seems to have way more of a personality than Chaz Dean. Although I was a wind girl for a while. I liked it.
Oh, Chaz Dean. You never watched Chaz Dean on Flipping Out.
Watch him on Flipping Out. I just was watching him on QVC. Loved
him. He's a complete and utter asshole.
Well, he made good shampoo. But then apparently it made women's hair fall out because one of the law firms across the street sued him. So I stopped using it.
Sean is 61. And he's a celebrity hairstylist, goes back and forth to New York City and Los Angeles.
Yes, he lives in New York and LA, he says.
So y'all, it's an LA season so far.
It is.
All three of these assholes.
And he really it seems like he's done like reputable work. And he said, I have, he basically says, I've been brunette, but someone I'm with, she wants me to be blonde. So let's go. I will say this dynamic between him and this hairdresser, this was so staged.
Yeah.
But that's fine. They needed to set it up. So he is with Aaliyah, who lives in Brazil.
Who is dynamic, sexy, and beautiful.
Super smart.
And when I first met Aaliyah.
A good soul.
She was he. And he was Douglas.
He was Douglas. I like that name, too.
This is a big change. I think this is the first time someone has met something on this show, and then someone has decided to... I don't know. Does Aaliyah identify as trans?
I don't know if she identifies as trans. She identifies as a woman.
Yes.
So I would assume so, but they never say the word trans.
Right.
But yeah, she definitely, yeah. And what happened is he would do her makeup and buy her clothes, and he thought it was kind of, and what I think is interesting, I feel like this.
And didn't she do drag?
She did, like, he dressed her up in drag one night.
Yeah.
And then, and for this parade, and then what happens, we see the parade, and she had this long hair.
She's like, I'm loving this.
She had her 40 inches, and she was like, hey, and I gotta say, I have heard that this is, they talk about this on Drag Race, that a lot of people do. That's kind of their segue into their feminine identity is doing drag. And then suddenly.
You're like, oh, this is me.
Oh, this is me. Yeah. I feel like I've unleashed like the real part of myself. But it's interesting because I don't think Sean saw that as well. That wasn't communicated.
I did not expect this.
He did not expect this. Yes.
Moving on. Now, Sean has not seen Aaliyah in a while, 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And she has said, there's no more Douglas.
Douglas, as she says, like that Douglas is dead to her.
So, this is, it, does Sean know this?
I feel like he has to know. Yep. But if it's for just television's sake, it doesn't seem clear. And he says he's been attracted to men and women.
Yes.
So it, and he says,
and he's married to a woman for 14 years.
Yeah. And he says, and I don't like labels. I've typically dated men. And what I think is interesting about this is that it shows that when someone, yes, a trans person has a coming out, but that if they're in a relationship, that person has kind of a coming out to like how they process this as well, because this is real. It's the person who did it, but also the person. I love that we're kind of seeing, because Sean seems like a good guy. It seems like he, though, still is coming to terms with grieving Douglas.
He says,
very natural thing.
He says, I was attracted to Douglas because of his look and physique, and I'm not ready to give up Douglas.
Because Aaliyah is very muscly.
Yeah.
And so he was, I guess, attracted to that type of guy.
Yes.
And not that women can't be muscly. Y'all, we're just talking about their stereotypes.
But he's planning. I'm trying to read what this says. Oh, he says, this is what he says. Douglas has disappeared and Aaliyah is taking over. The way Sean talks about this is concerning to me.
It seems like it feels like he's not in the know at all.
Yeah.
It seems like he thinks, oh, she just does like a drag character.
But
he's using the right pronouns.
Yeah. I'm either this is a little massaged for the scandalo of it all,
mm-hmm.
or this is a really gonna be a real reckoning for Sean.
I absolutely love that they're showing this storyline, because I don't know if we've ever seen this type of storyline of a couple
where one is transitioning
and them both coming to terms with all the different type of relationships. Because Aaliyah has to make peace and find a different relationship with Sean that wasn't there before when they were male presenting.
It's
fascinating to me.
I just think, and maybe this is me, I think if you transition, I think you start over. I think you just
with someone else. But that does not happen a lot.
Really?
Oh yeah, I've seen like some I remember seeing a 60 Minutes documentary. Oh, I knew somebody from college where. What do you do when you're with someone for 10 years? I don't know if I was with someone who was a male identifying. If I was with them for a long time, I built a life with them.
These two haven't been together that long.
That's
true.
But I built a life with them, and then they transition, and you love someone.
I think that's different.
Because they've only been together a year.
But I feel like, I don't know, wipe the slate clean, honey. Get out there.
Well, you like wiping the slate clean.
I do.
Anyway.
I do. I think I would just start over, just for everything.
I think it could be. It would be. Luckily, he's attracted to women as well. I think if he was just gay
to men, yeah,
that would be a different story.
So we do meet Aaliyah. She's from Rio, and she says. I'm trying to figure out. She's like, I don't feel I was born male, but it's not how I feel.
Aaliyah also, this is I think more the problem. Aaliyah's 25.
Yeah, and Sean's 61.
This guy's 61. This guy, Sean, is successful. So I'm more now. I'm poodle, kind of seeing these citizens. I'm like, does Aaliyah really love this guy, or is someone gonna pay for her surgeries?
That is interesting to think about.
That kind of was my first thought.
We also saw Sean's dating app picture, which was heavily filtered.
It was heavily filtered. Yes.
I'm sorry. No, they've been together for 3 years.
Oh, three. So that's a while.
But I wonder how much in person, since he's he's traveling. I wonder how much time in person. But y'all, they are going to meet again. I don't know. I wonder how long it's been since Sean has seen her.
8 months, they said, I thought. Yeah, it's been 8 months. And Aaliyah says, I'm proud for the person I am. They talked about living with their grandparents who were religious and conservative. And she said, I've always felt afraid of my family and felt like that I couldn't be me around them because something about me was wrong. So I think a lot of this, and we saw kind of this season on her burning pictures of Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
So, and sobbing. So I'm more concerned about Sean not getting what he needs in a relationship and just emotionally and financially taking care of this person continuously.
Yes. And
it's going to be a lot.
This supporting someone who's going to a transition is a full-time job.
It's a lot. It's a huge thing.
Yeah.
And she says her last line, and this is kind of goes back to maybe he doesn't know because they don't talk a lot, but she said, I want him to know this is who I am. It's not a character I'm playing.
Yeah. This is
good. This is actually real. This real shit that happens in LGBTQT relationships. And so I'm happy for that.
You said T already.
I did. Y'all, we're on the last day of Toronto. I'm literally doing this and going to do a flight.
LGBTQT.
TT, whatever, whatever. All of them, all of the rainbows. Anything else to end on?
That's it. That's the show.
That's
only three couples.
Yeah, just three couples, but a lot to talk about. So we still have, let me see real quick.
I think we probably still have two left.
We still have... bum, 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 bum. Let's see.
Riveting. Y'all come see us on tour in Nashville, Tampa, Orlando, and Fort Lauderdale. That's May 7th through the 10th. You can find tickets on our Instagram link tree.
You can find them there. We still have Alexandria from Dallas, Texas, and Adriano, the Italian man.
Oh, yeah.
And we also, oh, is that it?
Only four.
Do we only have four?
I thought it looks like we at least have five. Maybe it's only four.
This article on Collider, a trusted news source, only
America's
says,
most trusted
only
news
says
source.
Four people. So that's all right. It.
All right.
All right, everybody. We call these people Lonely Hearts because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you're like me, ain't nothing better than an intercourse donation.
You can call Poodle on that
call
one.
Call me.